Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today we're covering an article called Deepfakes and Your Brand, Protecting Your Name in the AI Era by Brett Allegre Wood.
And this one is worth your time if you have a face, a voice, and customers who trust you, which, if you're running a business, is all of you.
So let's start with what a deepfake actually is, because the word gets thrown around a lot.
Brett keeps it plain. A deepfake is AI-generated video, audio, or imagery that convincingly imitates a real person. The technology studies a short clip of someone and then produces something new that the real person never actually said or did.
And the barrier to entry has basically collapsed. A couple of years ago, you needed a specialist and serious computing power. Now anyone can clone a voice from a 30-second clip lifted off LinkedIn or a podcast.
30 seconds from a podcast. Anyone who has posted a social video or appeared on a webinar has already handed scammers enough raw material.
Brett makes the point that SME owners are actually easier targets than big brands, not harder ones. Large companies have legal teams and verification processes on standby. Most business owners don't.
So what does the actual attack look like? Because I think people picture some Hollywood-grade hoax.
It's much simpler than that. Brett describes the most common version. Your bookkeeper gets a voice note that sounds exactly like you on a bad line, saying you're in a meeting and need a payment pushed through before close of business. The voice is right. The urgency stops them ringing to check. That's the whole con.
And it works because it relies on authority and pressure, not clever technology. The fake is just the costume. The trick is the pressure.
Exactly. There's also the customer-facing version, a fake advert using your name and face, promising a deal you never offered. People click, lose money, and then remember your brand as the one that scammed them.
And trust is the harder thing to win back. So what can you actually do about it?
Brett gives a practical list, and it starts with something that costs nothing, a money movement rule. Any payment, bank detail change, or unusual request gets confirmed through a second separate channel, a callback to a known number, never the one in the message. No one is allowed to skip it, including you.
That one rule alone would shut down most of these attacks before they get anywhere.
He also recommends agreeing a verbal safe word with your senior people, a simple word someone can ask for on a suspicious call. A cloned voice won't know it.
That's almost too simple, but that's exactly the point, isn't it? The things that actually get done beat complicated things that don't.
And he's emphatic about briefing the team. Most staff have no idea voice cloning is this capable now. A 10-minute talkthrough turns them from your weakest point into your best detector.
What about monitoring? Watching for fakes before customers bring them to you?
Set up alerts for your brand name and your own name across search and social. That way you hear about a fake fast, not from an angry customer. And make clear to customers which channels are genuinely yours, so a fake advert stands out as off.
You mentioned AI helping defend against this. What does Brett actually say there? Because I'd expect a lot of AI will fix everything.
He's quite honest about it. Detection tools are improving, but they lag behind the tools that make the fakes. He wouldn't rely on any one tool to catch everything.
Where does AI actually help then?
The constant boring work humans are bad at. Monitoring your brand mentions around the clock, flagging a suspicious advert the moment it appears, routing it to a person to judge. The system never sleeps, never gets bored. That's how AI augments a small team, rather than replacing the judgment.
The judgment stays human. AI gathers the evidence. A person decides what it means and what to do.
That's the honest, workable version of AI defending your brand. And if a deepfake does appear, Brett says act fast and calmly, and have the steps written down before you ever need them. Capture the evidence first, because fakes get taken down or edited. Report it to the platform.
Then get ahead of it through your own real channels, so staff and customers know what genuine contact from you actually looks like.
The businesses that come through this well are the ones who planned their response in advance. A half-page plan, agreed today, beats a frantic afternoon when it actually happens.
Right. One thing to act on this week? Do the team briefing. 10 minutes. Show them a voice clone example. Once they know this is real, they stop assuming a familiar voice is proof of anything.
Mine is the money movement rule. Write it down today and tell every person who handles payments. That one habit stops the most expensive attacks.
The full article is at anabu.ai, and if you want a practical look at where your brand and your people are actually exposed, Brett offers a free AI audit. No jargon, no scare tactics, just a clear view of the simple habits and light touch monitoring that would protect your name. Book one at anabu.ai.
We'll see you next time.